Hello and good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Thursday, March 5th, 2020. I'm your host, Kate Raft. Oh my God, so much is going on with celebrity news today. I think that we're going to have like a jam-packed show. Before we get into any of the major topics today, I just want to vent for a second. I've been so busy working on this show, and there's a couple other projects I'm also working on. I have had no time to catch up on Love is Blind. I'm like 5 episodes in. It's so good. It's killing me that I can't finish it. The reunion aired last night, I think, or is it airing tonight? Either way, I have to miss the reunion and I have to catch up and watch it later. And that kills me. I hate having reality TV FOMO. I try to stay on top of my reality TV programming as much as possible because, yes, that is a priority for me, okay? Don't judge how I choose to live my life. Reality TV is my children and I have to tend to my children. I have to feed my children by watching them. Luckily, my husband's going out of town this weekend, so I know exactly how I'm going to be spending all of my alone time. I mean, listen, I'm going to miss him. I'll miss my husband, but also TV is husband. TV is husband. And just really quick, while we're on the topic of reality TV, I want to give a big, big shout out to the MVP of the reality show season, Summer House on Bravo. It's my new favorite reality show. Like, I'm serious. Summer House is so good. We all need to get on board and start watching Summer House. DM me if you want to talk about Summer House. Seriously, I need someone to talk to about it because none of my friends watch Summer House. We need to discuss how just truly dark that relationship between Amanda and Kyle is. I mean, come on, someone talk to me about Summer House. One of you has to be an avid Summer House watcher, right? Let's get into it. My DMs are open at Kate Raft or at Celeb Ride Home. Okay. And of course, you know, I got to shout out Vanderpump. It's better this season than it was last season. I love that Jax's old awful personality is like seeping back in after he pretended to be like so sweet and nice and reformed last season. It's pretty great. Here's how I would describe Jax's personality on the current season of Vanderpump Rules.
This toilet called Tinseltown.
All right, let's get into the topics for today. Okay, first of all, Katy Perry is pregnant and she announced it in her new music video. Chrissy Teigen opened up about having a boob job early in her career. Nicki Minaj's husband has been arrested. Britney Spears' son, Jaden, took to Instagram Live and dished about his mom's music career and also vented about how much he dislikes his grandpa, Jamie Spears. And finally, Shaquille O'Neal revealed his receding hairline on TV after losing a bet with Dwayne Wade. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Katy Perry is pregnant with her fiance Orlando Bloom's baby. She announced it last night by showing off her bump in a music video for her brand new song, Never Worn White. Gotta say, love the song, love the video. The video features Katy Perry posing in different positions in front of this kind of vaporwave looking pink backdrop. Wait, does that mean she's having a girl? Ooh, pink means girl. Anyway, the video is pretty good. She's wearing a white dress in some of the shots and that it does show off her baby bump. And in one of the other shots, she's covered head to toe in major like midsummer style flowers. The video ends with her cradling her baby bump, which, you know, is like her official way of announcing she's pregnant. If you didn't already figure it out by how glowy she looks throughout the rest of the video. She announced the music video via an Instagram live post where she also showed her baby bump, this time in kind of a less glamorous way. She's just like sitting in bed eating dried mango while talking. It's actually kind of like annoying to watch because she's truly like has food in her mouth the entire time that she's talking. And it's upsetting. If that sort of thing upsets you, don't watch the video of her Instagram live or don't listen to this clip that I'm about to play right now. Here you go.
And watch it all the way to the end and there's a little reveal that's getting bigger.
Oh my God, it's so gross how loud she's chewing in this video. Oh God.
There's a lot that will be happening this summer. Not only will I be giving birth, literally, but also figuratively.
I feel like Katy Perry is having so much fun with this pregnancy announcement. And hey, it's more power to you, you know? It's fun for her. She's having a good time. She's eating mango in bed. She's on Instagram Live. Here's how she ended the whole thing.
I had to reveal it at some point. It's getting pretty obvious.
She's fairly far along in the video. She's due this summer, so that baby's coming up quick. So is the album, apparently. She later took to Twitter to write how relieved she was that the news is out, saying, quote, OMG, so glad I don't have to suck it in anymore or carry around a big purse, LOL, end quote. So I guess we know how she managed to keep this pregnancy a secret from us for so long. Anyway, congrats on having some kids, Katie, in Orlando. I mean, kid singular. I don't think she's having twins. That would probably be mentioned if she was. This is Katie's first kid. It's Orlando Bloom's second. As you all know, he got a tattoo in honor of his child with Miranda Kerr named Flynn, but he spelled it wrong, so it says Frin in Morse code. Anyway, Orlando, maybe don't get a tattoo for this one. Maybe just like put a picture of them on your fridge, you know? You don't have to get a tattoo for all of your kids. But if you do, research how it's spelled in Morse code before you do that. Anyway, congrats! Okay, so this next topic is about Chrissy Teigen, who I am in a very public feud with for clout. Why am I feuding with Chrissy Teigen? I don't really know, but we had a vote and you all voted that I should feud with her, so I'm feuding with her, okay? And guess what? I'm fuming mad. Every time I see her name in the news, I shake my fist into the air because why does my enemy have to be in the news? How dare she? Anyway, she is in the news today because she did this profile / interview with Glamour magazine. In it, she opens up about getting a boob job, which, listen, she's definitely my enemy. We're in a feud. We're in a very public, contentious feud, me and Chrissy Teigen. But I have nothing against plastic surgery, and I commend her for opening up about it. So let's talk about that. She told the magazine, quote, yeah, I did my boobs when I was about 20 years old. It was more for a swimsuit thing. I thought if I'm going to be posing laid on my back, I want them to be perky. But then you have babies and they fill up with milk and deflate and now I'm screwed, end quote. She later added that she didn't go up a cup size during the boob job, that she just, quote, filled them out so they are rounder and firmer, end quote. I guess she's not like thrilled with her boob job anymore. She said, quote, I want them out. If I could do one thing, it would be to have a lift. I think you're supposed to replace implants every 10 years. But when you have kids, you think about the risks of surgery. And I think this is not the way I want to die, in boob surgery, end quote. I love that she calls it boob surgery. I mean, I guess that's what it is when you get a boob job. It should be called boob surgery. We should start calling plastic surgeons boob doctors, right? I mean, that's what Chrissy Teigen wants us to do. And that's why I'm feuding with her.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Just a heads up, this next topic is about sexual assault. It doesn't go into any graphic detail, though. Just a heads up. Okay, so Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, was arrested yesterday for failing to register as a sex offender, according to TMZ. They wrote, quote, Kenneth Petty was in federal custody Wednesday. We're told he turned himself into the marshals. According to the court docs, he'll face a judge later today. Petty moved to California in July 2019, but according to law enforcement, he got pulled over in Beverly Hills in November, and that's when his legal troubles started. We're told Bev Hills PD made a traffic stop on November 15 and determined Petty was a registered sex offender in New York State, but had not registered in California as required. He was arrested and released on a $20,000 bond. The LA County DA charged him for failing to register as a sex offender, end quote. Just in case you weren't aware, the reason Mr. Petty is a sex offender in the first place has to do with his 1995 conviction for first-degree attempted rape. He served nearly 4 years in prison for it, and when he got out, he was required to officially register as a sex offender. Anyway, he went to court yesterday. He pled not guilty to the whole thing. According to TMZ, quote, prosecutors wanted Petty placed on house arrest, but his attorney objected, and instead, Petty is being required to wear an ankle monitor. He will also have a curfew, end quote. He has another hearing about this scheduled for March 23rd, so stay tuned, I guess. Okay, so this is pretty wild. The Spears-Federline family is usually pretty tight-lipped about everything that's going on with them and Britney and the kids, to the point where people always are launching like full-on conspiracy theories about Britney Spears, just honestly out of sheer lack of information about what's going on with her life. Like, we only see such a tiny snippet in the form of like her posting videos of herself dancing on Instagram, but there's a lot more going on obviously that we don't know. Anyway, a lot of info was dropped yesterday when Britney's youngest son Jaden took to Instagram Live and dropped some major bombshells. First of all, when asked if his mom Britney was working on new music, the 13-year-old said no and added that she told him she was thinking of quitting music altogether, and he responded being like, but mom, you could make bank, which like makes me sad that her kids feel like she needs more money than she already has. Like, don't they have enough? That makes me sad. But the most shocking reveal of the entire Instagram Live session with Jaden had to be when he went on a rant against his maternal grandfather, Jamie Spears, who is currently the legal conservator over Britney. Here's a clip of that part.
Is your grandpa a jerk? Yeah, he's pretty big. He's pretty fucking gay as shit. You can go die. Fuck. Are we getting in trouble for doing this? No. I mean, my dad doesn't care. I have the best dad ever. My dad's literally Jesus. Help your mom break free. See, that's what I'm trying to do, but I think if, like, wait, what were we talking about?
So, for the most part, he just sounds like a 13-year-old boy, like, kind of just venting a little bit, but it is a little concerning. The family attorney, Mark Vincent Kaplan, got involved and spoke to Page Six about the whole thing, saying that the family matter is now under control. According to him, the incident is, quote, the result of a 13-year-old acting like a 13-year-old. Kevin is handling it like a responsible parent, end quote. All right, Kevin Federline, Jesus take the wheel. Okay, so Shaq lost a bet with Dwayne Wade and had to show off his receding hairline live on TV. And Honestly, I love this. Shaq is so funny. He's not ashamed to show off his gorgeous, perfectly lined, slightly receding hairline. He looks great. I'm just going to play you a clip of Shaquille O'Neal appearing on the Tuesday night pregame show for NBA on TNT. This is when he describes why he had to grow out his hair after being famously bald for years and years and years. Okay, here's the clip.
Let's just get it out of the way, America. I had a bet against one of my good friends, D-Wade, Milwaukee versus the Heat. I said Milwaukee was going to win by 20 and the Heat won. And I said, well, what do you want me to do, pay you? He said, nah, you got to let your hairline grow out. We want to see your hairline looking like Kenny Smith.
Oh, my God.
So I just lined it up for y'all so y'all can see where my hairline starts.
You look good. You look good.
And I look good. And I'm proud to do it. And I'm keeping it like this all week.
Oh, my God. I love it. He's keeping it all week. Please go to our show's Instagram page right now. I'm going to post a picture of Shaquille O'Neal with his hot new hair look. I love it. I love it. I mean, it's so funny to see Shaq with hair. I mean, regardless of the hairline, like, him with hair just feels wrong. Like, I'm so used to Shaq being bald. I mean, his hair isn't very long. Like, he hasn't been growing it out for a long time or anything, but it's just slightly dark enough that you can see the hairline. And it's just a fun little surprise, you know? It's like when your dad grows a mustache. Like, it's weird, but it's funny. And it's, you know, he's pulling it off very well. Anyway, congrats, Dwayne Wade, for winning that bet. And thank you so much for bringing this image of Shaq with hair into the world. We really needed it right now. We really needed it. All right, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Celeb News Ride Home. I've been your host, Kate Raft. You can follow me at Kate Raft. You can follow the show at Celeb Ride Home. I hope you all have a great Thursday. Meghan Markle is in the UK right now for some sporting event with Harry. So we should all, you know, keep her in our thoughts and prayers. If you have a crystal nearby, go ahead and rub that crystal for good luck for Meghan Markle. She's got to hang out with the in-laws for a brief visit after she took Harry to the U.S., I mean, she didn't do it. They chose it together. They Megxited together. I'm not putting all of that on Meghan, but, you know, it's got to be a little awkward over there in the UK, right? She's probably, like, dreading it a little bit. Anyway, Meghan, I see you. I know you're over there right now across the pond, and you better believe I'm rubbing a rose quartz right now, and I'm setting an intention for you to have an amazing trip to England. Just play nice with your mother-in-law. It'll be over soon. Anyway, thanks to Ride Home Media and my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison. Go ahead and leave us those happy little reviews on Apple Podcasts. I do read them and I love them and I love all of you. And I cannot stress this enough. Please feel free to DM me on @CelebRideHome if you want to talk about Summer House. I really need to talk about it with someone. And hey, if you're watching Love is Blind and you've seen all the episodes, I'm insanely jealous of you, and I will be you after this weekend when I can binge the rest of it. Okay, well, that's it for today's show. I love all of you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye!